This is Brenda Beth. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Joji Fasentino is singing that song.
Computer, it's another episode of the Josie Show. Tonight, Josie welcomes Katie Perkins, Josh Duncan of Steel Shot, Stacey Burke, and Tamala Baldwin returns to our show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasentino, and now, faster than a herd of turtles, more powerful than a Nerf football, able to leap small dachshund hounds in a single bound, it's Josie Pasentino.
Thank you. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Josie Show. I'm so glad you all are joining us tonight. It's going to be an amazing night, and if you hear some fumbling and some stuff going on, I'm trying to fix my mic a little bit. So, you know, I don't sound all crazy. That's, you know, you got to make sure you do that. So, as you guys have heard, we've posted on Facebook and Twitter. So, I hope you guys have all, you know, been very, very excited about this episode because it is going to be a jam-packed episode. We have four guests, yes.
When I was there last week, I fixed most of your computers. Do you have, like, 2 dozen working computers so there could be no errors tonight?
One already went down, so, you know, computers don't last long in this house. Yeah, I told you, you can't trust us. Nope, we're not really good with technology, but it's okay. So I'm on a working computer right now, so I'm good. But like I said, it's a very jam-packed show tonight, so we need a computer to make this happen because this is going to be crazy. It's going to be back-to-back fun with music. It's going to be so great. But I want you guys to all stay tuned for the end of the show because we will tell you all about our VIPs here at the Josie Show. So it's going to be great. And our guest tonight, Alan said it in our intro, but just in case, you know, we like to give them, you know, our shout-outs. As much shout-outs as possible. They're great people. So we have tonight Katie Perkins, Josh Duncan of Steel Shot, Stacey Burke, and we also get to catch up with Tamla Baldwin. So it's going to be a great show. I'm so excited.
Tamla is on last, right?
Yes.
That might be good, because if it's anything like the last couple of times she was on, we're going to get letters and probably shut down.
It was so funny. She is so funny. She's awesome. It's going to be a great show. We're going to get crazy up in here. Plus I will tell you all about a couple great concerts coming up that the Josie Show Concert Series group will be at, so I'm very excited about that. So we're going to tell you all the details about where we're going to be at. And it's going to be a really great night because we have some more really, really cool announcements going on that we're going to talk about. And also a little later I'm going to talk a little bit more about Country Blast Radio and all the details and all that so you can check us out in case you are a new listener. So we have all the details about the show. So now, everyone, please welcome my first guest. I do not want to keep her waiting. So here we go. Everyone, please welcome Katie Perkins to the show. I am so excited to be talking with you. How are you?
I am good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Anytime. I am so excited. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Definitely. Thank you for having me.
No problem. So, you know, we did some research on you before the show, and you have a really great story of how you got started. And you started singing at 4 years old, which is very young. Can you please tell us a little bit about when you first discovered that you were into music?
Yeah, so I've basically been singing ever since I could talk. But it really, I knew that I wanted to do this. I did a talent show when I was in middle school. And just being up on stage and performing and, you know, talking to everybody afterwards, like, about how my performance had moved them in some way, I just knew that that's what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. So that was at 11 years old. And, you know, when I was 16, as I'm sure you read in my bio, I was told that I had to have open heart surgery. And I had a hole in the middle of all four chambers. And if I didn't have the surgery, the surgeon was only giving me 13 years left to live, if that. You know, without, I was sitting in the room with him, and without even thinking, I just, you know, I told him, if the breathing tube going down my throat, if there's any chance that I can never sing again, I'd rather sing for the next 13 years than to never sing again. And that was just a really defining moment for me, because without even thinking, you know, those words just came out of my mouth, and I meant them, and I still mean them today. This is, you know, music, writing music, sharing my music with the world, basically, is, you know, it feeds me. It's how I live my day-to-day life, and it's just so important to me.
Absolutely, and we're so glad that you do this as well. I mean, you're so great at it. We love your songs and your voice, and you're fantastic.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. And, you know, I always am curious to, you know, growing up, who did you look up to? Who are you a big fan of that, you know, really kind of, you know, inspired you to start singing?
When I first started singing when I was younger, it was Mariah Carey and Celine Dion. Those were my my two major influences. And then as I started getting more into songwriting, which was more recent, probably within, like, the last 5-6 years, I started getting more into actually putting, like, poems and everything that I was writing to music. You know, I turned more to the singer-songwriters. One of my major influences now is Colby Calais, which she's totally not country, but I love her songwriting, her lyrics. She puts everything she has into her music, and that inspires me.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, yourself, you have a really, like I said, you have a really great voice, and we absolutely love your songs. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the music that you have out right now? And I believe this is your second album, am I right?
Yes, it is. My first album I did out in Glendale, California. For me, that was my first album. It kind of ended up being more, you know, experimenting with sound. My second album is definitely more honed in, like the country pop. All of my songs came from, you know, life experiences, whether I experienced it myself or I was watching a friend, a family member, even a stranger, like, go through something or heard something from somebody else. Majority of the songs on my second album now, I guess they're geared more towards relationships. But the one that my album is actually named after is Just Breathe. And I was going through a really hard point in my life at one time, and I just had to remember that I'm not alone. There's other people that, you know, have struggles too, and we all just need to remember just to, no matter how bad something is, we just need to breathe and take a step back and, you know, look at everything that we do have and appreciate that.
I agree. And I think, you know, what I mostly love about your music is it's so, you know, relatable, and, you know, everybody, you know, has felt, you know, an emotion or moment that you've described in your music. So I think that's what also is very popular about it. You know, everybody feels
it. Thank you.
Yes. And one of the songs here that we are going to play tonight is called Hello Heartache, which is very relatable. So let's play that right now, and we will be right back, okay? All right, here we go. Hello Heartache by Katie Perkins.
Thank you.
Hello Heartache by Katie Perkins, and we're back right now with Katie Perkins. Now, I know, you know, from listening to that song that people are going to be wondering where they could purchase your music and just have it on all of their iDevices, iPhone, iPad. So where is those places that they could purchase all of your music?
They can go right to iTunes and just type in Katie Perkins. I'm on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, pretty much anywhere where you can download digital music, you can get that song.
Nice. So very easy.
Yes.
I like that. I like that. So after the show, everybody, please support the music and check it all out. You're absolutely going to love, 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 love her songs. And also your first album as well, people can check out as well on those sites. So you can get both of them. Do it. Do it. Awesome. And also, can you give out your websites or social networking sites where people could chat with you and get to know you better?
Yep, they can head to www.katieperkinsmusic.net or .com. They both lead to the same place. And for Twitter, my Twitter handle is kperkinsmusic. YouTube, just go to youtube.com, and it's Katie Perkins Official. You can get all my videos. I have a music video up there, some live performances. But if you go to katieperkinsmusic.net, I have links to all of my social media sites.
Sweet. So please follow, add, subscribe, all of the above. Make sure you do that after the show. become a friend. Yes. And now we want to hear another one of your songs. So here we go. This is To Love Me, and we will be right back. Let's do it. Check it out, everybody.
I'm not afraid to die.
Me by Katie Perkins, and we're back right now. And what I want to know, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Anything in the works? What's been going on?
Right now, a little bit is still on the down low, but right now I'm working on, putting songs together for my third album, and I am talking with some producers out in Nashville, and hopefully I'll be at a Nashville recording soon, sometime this year.
Nice.
I'm very excited about that.
That is so cool. I understand you can't, tell everything. But thank you for telling us that you have a third album maybe sort coming out. I don't know how much you can tell, but that is very exciting. I can't wait for that.
Yes, I'm very excited. And to be in Nashville, that's one of my dreams. So, that would be awesome.
Wow, that is so, so cool. Well, I can't wait to check out everything that you have, coming up or going on. We're definitely going to support it and promote it. So please let us know.
Yes, I definitely will. Thank you so much.
Oh, anytime. And also, do you have any upcoming performances planned where your fans can see you? Are you performing lately?
Actually, I have a show tomorrow if anybody's in the Connecticut area. I'll be in Groton at Sneakers Cafe at 9 p.m. It's a nice little acoustic show. Just had a rehearsal today. I've been sick all week, but the show must go on, right?
Right.
So if anybody's in the Connecticut area and they want to drop on by Sneakers Cafe in Groton at 9, I'll be there.
Oh, that is awesome. I wish I can go. People in Connecticut, please make sure you check it out and take pictures if you can so I can feel like I'm there in spirit. That'd be so cool. Have fun. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much.
Yes, very, very cool. And, also I have to do some fun questions here that people have asked. So there's one question that I found on Facebook. If you could sing with anyone in the world, who would you choose and why?
Good question. Well, again, this is kind of a no-brainer for me. It would have to be Colby Calais. I know she's not country, and I'm usually not starstruck by anybody, but I can tell you right now, if I was ever to meet her, I would probably faint. She's one of my biggest influences. I would love to sing with her.
That'd be awesome. Petition people.
Yeah.
Whoever knows, let's start a petition. That would be really, really cool. And also, another fun question for you, who have you met so far that has made the biggest impression on you in your career? Who'd you say?
Oh, wow. I was actually talking to my guitarist about this today. I went to Berklee College of Music, and I did a summer performance workshop there before I graduated high school. And Livingston Taylor was one of the professors. He teaches at Berklee, and he was also one of the teachers for this performance workshop. And he just had such a different outlook on performing and how to approach it. And I have been a different performer ever since. I get so much more out of my performances. And so that was Livingston Taylor. It's James Taylor's brother. And he just, to this day, I still have to say that he has made the biggest impact on me.
Good answer. Nice. And also, another great one, what are some goals that you would like to see happen in the near future? Do you have any goals?
The goal that I really want to happen right now that's at the top of my list is to record an album in Nashville, play a couple shows in Nashville. Right now, that's at the very, very top of my list.
Absolutely. You got to love Nashville. I mean, anybody that you run into is pretty much can sing or songwrite or just does something musically. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it is definitely awesome. And also, another fun question for you, what are some things you like to do on your downtime when you're not working on your music?
In my downtime, I would have to say I live a pretty boring life. I love to watch movies. Anything a girl would do. I love to go shopping, go for pedicures. I like to relax. Doing music is, it's so phenomenal and amazing, and it's such a busy lifestyle. So just basically downtime is just kind of like relaxing, hanging out with family, friends, just finding another way to, get out.
Absolutely. Nothing better than that.
Yeah.
Come on, you just listed such great, great things to do on your downtime.
Thank you.
Yes, and you know we actually are running out of time. But before we go, is there anything else you would like to share with my listeners? Anything that we didn't, you know, mention? And also, can you give out your website one more time as well?
Sure, I'll give out my website one more time. It's katieperkinsmusic.net, and everything's there. I love connecting with my fans. Anyone who likes my music, I definitely dedicate a lot of time to anybody who writes me on my Facebook or sends me a message. I will always write back. You know, I love staying connected with friends and fans. And I guess just to say thank you again for having me on the show. I had a great time.
I had a great time. Thank you so much for coming on. And we'd love to have you back on anytime you have anything else to promote. We're here. Call us.
I definitely will. Thank you so much for that.
No problem. Thank you so much. And have a great rest of your night. Thanks for coming on.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you. Katie Perkins, everybody. Woohoo! Bye-bye. Awesome. Awesome. I love talking with Katie Perkins. And, yeah. Applause is needed here. Woo! And we got to play her songs, Hello Heartache and To Love Me. And please make sure you check her out on her website. We're actually going to post that after the show. So, you know, just a click away and you could find all of her stuff. So yes, we'll make it easy. Katie Perkins. And now I really have a special message here, so let's play it right now.
Hello, I'm Josie Pasentino, owner and host of the award-nominated internet radio show, The Josie Show, at www.josieshow.com. Bullying can happen to anyone. It's not just about after school on the playground anymore. Bullying can now take place 24/7 because of the internet and media services on your phone. Most of us have experienced bullying at one point or another in our lives, even me. I know firsthand how bullying can make a person feel and how long it takes to build your self-esteem back up. But you can. Remember, the person doing the bullying is the one with the real problem, not you. Bullying can even happen at very young ages, so if someone tells you they need help, please listen and take it seriously. Bullying is a serious issue that we have learned can lead to isolation, depression, low self-esteem, and even death. Everyone needs to get involved now to put an end to the senseless act of bullying. If you see bullying happening or it's happening to you, do not wait. Speak to a trusted adult immediately for help. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for listening to that wonderful, wonderful, important message. One of my favorite PSAs I've ever done. Before we put on my guest here, I just wanted to just talk a little bit about Country Blast Radio really quick. Please check us out. It's a 24/7 licensed radio station. CountryBlastRadio.com is where you can find us. Just search Country Blast Radio on Live365.com. We're also on Roku, TiVo, and your smartphones like iPhones and Droids by downloading the free Live365 app. So please make sure you check that out. New music is added constantly, so tune us in every day. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in depth a little bit later on tonight. Now, here is my next guest. Please welcome Josh Duncan with Steel Shot. Here we go. Hello.
Hello. Woo.
Hi. How are
hey.
You? Yes.
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. I'm so glad that you are on the show. Thank you for coming on. Appreciate it.
I'm glad to be here.
Oh, that's good. That's a good sign. Thank you. I'm very, very excited to talk a little bit about yourself and also Steel Shot, and your music is just fantastic, so we're going to play that a little bit later on. So I'm very excited about that. That's going to be great.
Awesome.
Yes, but I want to start out first off by finding out who all of the members are of Steel Shot and all the roles that you all play.
Well, there's six current band members. I'm Josh, the singer. Then we have Jay, he plays lead guitar. And then we have Ryan on rhythm guitar. And we have a third guitar player. His name's Kyle. And Tommy is on bass. And TJ on drums. And that
nice.
Completes the whole lineup there.
Nice. You all make a really, really great team. And the name Stillshot is so unique, and it's just, it's awesome. I absolutely love it. How did that come about? How did you come up with the name Stillshot?
To be honest, I didn't come up with it. There was the band, there was a three-piece band that was made prior to me joining. It was Jay and actually there were two other band members that are no longer in the band that were the original drummer and bass player, and they came up with it, kind of a play off of words about, you know, steel shot, shotgun pellets. That's pretty much the basic of it. They just made it one word instead of two separate words. Nothing too fancy.
I like it. It gets straight to the point. I mean, that's
right.
That it's great. Yes. And, you know, I love the sound that you guys give through your music. Can you tell us a little bit about how you would describe Stillshot's sound?
I would say we've been described a number of different ways. Leonard Skinner on steroids. it's kind of a mix of rock and a little bit of metal and southern rock and country all kind of smashed up together.
Mm-hmm.
I mostly bring the country southern rock aspect of it with my southern twang and the lyrics that I came up with are, you know, pretty southern for the most part. And the musicians in the band, the guitar players and stuff, they all have more rock and metal backgrounds. So when we all got together, it kind of just did its own thing, and that's what came out.
I like it. You guys all have something great to bring. And, you know, because it's all different, you know, thoughts, and you all have your different styles, it's always interesting, which leads to a great question. How do you all agree on a song when there are so many different, you know, people in the group? You all have different ideas. And do you have any tips or ideas you could share with everyone on, you know, what to do? If you have a lot of people in the band, it could be kind of crazy to come up with ideas that, you know, and it wouldn't hurt someone's feelings if they're left out.
Right.
You know?
It is difficult to decide on,
right,
you know, what to play and what direction to go with in a song, especially if we're going to decide, like, a cover song to play. You know, there's six different people, so it's hard to figure out, you know, what everybody likes and will agree to play. My tip would be try to have, if you don't have a manager in charge, and try to have one person that kind of takes the reins and leads the charge on everything to be the go-to person to try to make some sort of decision, because if you don't with six people, nothing's going to happen. But, you know, our guitar player, for the most part, comes up with the music parts of everything, and I try to just go along with whatever he comes up with and just come up with some lyrics to it and see what happens. That's, for the most part, what happens with all of our songs. And then, you know, Ryan and Kyle actually have a little bit more of a twangier style to their playing. So when they end up adding in their instruments to whatever Jay comes up with, it gives it a little bit of that country twang from the original basic rock songs, I guess, that Jay comes up with. So
right.
It all works out. It's a progress.
Right. Right. I mean, hey, you guys are doing something right. You guys are putting out really great music that we're going to play. So you're doing something right. Very nice.
Awesome.
Yes. Very nice. And can you tell us about some of the music that you have out right now, kind of circling the web, and what's been going on with that?
Well, the song you can hear on the web is a CD that we recorded actually about almost 3 years ago, which were some of the first songs that we ever came up with. You'll hear Southern Pride, which is kind of the CD title song. That's the very first song we ever came up with and that I wrote lyrics to. And that kind of became our statement song. Some of the other songs you'll hear on our CD that you can get, you can listen to it on Facebook, and you can get it on iTunes and CD Baby and Reverb Nation, and any of those sites that, you know, sell CDs for the most part, we got it on there. But some of the other songs are more rock based. You'll hear some of them that sounds like a rock song. One of them sounds like a southern rock song. Mm-hmm. One of them sounds like a country song. So we're kind of all over the map when it comes to the songs you can hear online. A lot of our newer mm-hmm. material is more southern and country related, but we just haven't got into the studio yet to record that yet.
Nice. Well, you know, I like, though, that you have a mix of all different kinds of genres. I mean, you have everything for everybody, you know? If they like rock,
right.
You have that. So that's perfect. Nice, nice. And we have the title track that you were talking about called Southern Pride, and it's a perfect segue to play that right now. So let's do that. Southern Pride.
Sounds good.
We'll be right back. Yes. Here we go. Southern Pride. With Josh Duncan with Steel Shot, and I was wondering if you can give some websites or social networking sites so people can keep up with your news, or if there's one with the band so people could catch up with the band.
As far as actually connecting directly to the band, easiest way would be Facebook. We've got two actually Facebook pages. One's just a friend page and one's our music page. Our friend page is Steel Shot, and remember that's one word, Steel Shot RVA, which stands for Richmond, Virginia. And perfect. The music page is it would be facebook.com/steelshotmusic. That'll take you directly to our music page. We do have a website, www.steelshotrva.com, and that'll direct you to, you know, all of our shows and our music on there as well. That's the easiest place to find it all in one spot.
All right. Easy, easy. So we'll post that after the show on all of our pages as well so we can direct them to the band, making it
cool,
easy.
Cool, cool.
Anytime, anytime. And I would love to play this next song here called On My Own, and we'll be right back, okay? Very
good. Sounds good.
Perfect. Here we go. On My Own. By Josh Duncan with Steel Shot, and I love both of those songs. Thank you so much for sending them our way so you can play them, so we were able to play them tonight. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And now, another fun question here for you. Are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Anything in the works so far?
For Steel Shot?
Yes.
I mean, we're just, for the most part right now, just playing a bunch of local shows and, you know, trying to come up with the money to record a new CD. It's not cheap being an independent musician to record a decent, good quality CD. So for the most part, you know, we're just chugging along, trying to play shows, make a little money here and there, hopefully, and saving that up so we can record a CD. That's pretty much all we got going on at the moment.
Definitely, definitely. I hear you. It isn't cheap, but I'm very excited though that you're working on it, and because I absolutely love your music. So I'm definitely, you know, once there's a CD, I'm definitely going to buy and support and promote all three of those.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, and you know, another question here that we got sent in here from Facebook. Do you do anything besides you know, working with the band? Do you have any songs that you do solo?
Well, I do try to play a little bit of acoustic on the side. I have a little acoustic group that I play with, trying to make a little bit of extra money myself.
Right.
So I do that around town when things are kind of slow with the band sometimes. I do have a home life. I've got a wife and a kid, and I got a full-time job that I work during the day, too. So I stay pretty busy.
Wow, yeah, I'd say. Wow. But, you know, from talking to you and seeing what you're doing, it sounds like you have, like, a really great balance. It must be really hard, you know, kind of, you know, following your dreams, doing this, but also you have a family at home as well, so probably get hectic.
Yeah.
I hear you.
It does get a little hectic sometimes, but, you know, that's what you gotta do that in order to, like you said, live your dreams. Try to do something with it. Well, else, what is it all for?
Exactly. And, you know, with performances, do you have any upcoming performances planned as of right now where fans can check you out?
Yeah, if you're in the local Virginia, Richmond area, we have a show coming up this next Saturday. It's going to be a St. Patrick's Day celebration sort of thing.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Out in Powhatan, Virginia, at a place called Frisbee Side Door. And then the following Saturday, we were playing in downtown Richmond at the venue called the National Theater. And then the next Saturday after that, we're playing in Fredericksburg, Virginia, at the Cue Ball Cafe.
Perfect. So if any fans are listening in right now and want to check you out, please make sure you do. This is a great, great band. You got to hear the song, so please make sure you check it out. Sounds like a lot of fun. Very, very cool.
It's a blast.
Absolutely. Sounds like a great way to spend a Saturday. It really does.
I love playing the music, so can't think of a better way to spend my Saturday night.
Absolutely. Bring the family, have some fun. I mean, come on. Listen to great music, nothing better.
That's right.
Yes, and with performances on that topic, do you have a favorite performance memory so far? Anything that happened that kind of, you know, just you can't forget?
Put me on the spot on that one.
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. I just wasn't prepared for that one. favorite memory as far as performance wise, I would have to say at the National Theater. That's the biggest whammo schmammo place you can play in Richmond.
Right.
It's where all the big, you know, big name acts, big country acts, big rock acts come through. They play there, and my band has been fortunate enough to play there a few times. And we've opened up for a couple of national touring acts there, and playing in front of a huge crowd is, you know, one of those things that as a musician that lasts in the memory. And that was where I had the opportunity to play in front of a pretty big crowd one night, and I would have to put that up there as the most memorable performance for me, is playing at the National in front of that big crowd, watching the faces out there react to my music. It was a pretty awesome experience, pretty humbling.
Oh, yeah. Good answer. Very, very cool. And another fun question here for you. With the band, do you all spend, some time together outside of making music? And, what do you guys like to do for fun on your downtime?
We try. It's six guys, so we all got different lives and different things. Most of us do have wives and kids, so, we all stay pretty busy with our home life and then trying to, get together for band stuff, too. But on occasion, we'll try to have a band get together, cook out kind of thing. And those are always fun, just getting together with all the families of the band, getting together to have a few beers and eat some barbecue and stuff like that. Other than that, I wouldn't say we really hang out too much together on, one-on-one basis. I did go to a Jason Aldean concert with my drummer recently. That's pretty much the closest thing I could get to hanging out with one of them for anything. And even that was, music related. So, most of the stuff with us is going to be music related. Maybe we'll get together to try to, come up with some new songs and record a little basic something on one of our computers every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun to us.
That is.
That's our personal relationships, I guess.
Very, very cool. I like that. It sounds, though, that you guys get along great together, and you can tell by the music that you guys are, really great team. So that helps. It works.
Oh, yeah. We get along together great, and that's something rare to find. We've had this band for, such a long time going now, and have gone through quite a few different band members, and now we're to a point where this group of six guys right here, we all get along really well, mesh really well, and our music blends really well together, too. So I'm pretty thankful and happy with the place that we're at right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I think that all of the music that you guys have out are fantastic, and I just love them, and I'm going to be posting your links and all that fun stuff after the show, and I want to thank you so, so much for taking the time to chat with me tonight and coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on and for helping us out and getting our name out there a little bit. Really appreciate it.
Anytime. And anytime you guys have anything to promote, give us a call. We'd love to promote and do something special with it. Be great.
Definitely. Yeah. I'll take you up on that.
Nice. Awesome. You have my word. Thank you so much. And we'll chat with you again very, very soon, okay?
All right, Jason. Thank you again.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Josh Duncan,
right,
everybody. Bye-bye. Josh Duncan with Steel Shot. And please, please make sure you check them out. We'll, like I said, we'll post all their links after the show. So you awesome. And I want to talk a little bit about some announcements that we have going on before our next guest here comes on. So, first off, the Country Blast Radio Countdown Blast for March. Wow, try saying that, 10 times fast. Wow, saying that 10 times fast is crazy. That's a tongue twister. Country Blast Radio Countdown Blast for March. It'll be aired on Thursday, March 27th at 7 p.m. Central. So please make sure you check that out. We've been getting a lot of requests. We've been getting a lot of wish lists. We've been getting a lot of great, great things. So, I could see some great, great artists in the near future on this top 20 list. So make sure you tune into that on March 27th, 7 p.m. Central. And next Friday on the Josie Show, my guests will be Jamie Pounder, Mike Archer, and Brady Honeycutt, and Kenny Lee. So it's going to be another jam-packed show with fantastic artists and great, great, great music. So I'm very, very excited about that. And our special edition for March will be Monday, March 24th at 7 p.m. Central Time Zone with special edition guest Jason Roberts from Asleep at the Wheel. So I'm excited about that one as well, Jason Roberts. So March 24th. And also, the Josie Show Concert Series group will be at the Pana Sportsman Club in Pana, Illinois tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm done. I was having fun with that one. Saturday, March 8th, broadcasting live the country concert from there with artists Wesley Dennis, Mike Seiler, Kevin Denny, Kevin Moon, Brad Howard, and Rudy Bain, and also a special guest. We love special guests. Has been added on, Mr. Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr. So more details coming on our Josie Show Concert Series tab on our site, josieshow.com, for more deets on all of that. So excited tomorrow. It's going to be amazing. Amazing. And also a big special thank you to Don Caldwell of Keeping It Country for inviting us. He always does such great concerts. So I'm just super, super honored that I was asked to do this. So this is going to be so awesome. And also this special show is in honor of the birthdays of Don's beautiful mom and her husband. And the show is at 6 p.m. and admission is $10. So a great show with all of the artists I just mentioned for just $10. And it's, wow, like, it's going to be a great Saturday. So please make sure you check it out. And also, please mark your calendars because the Josie Show Concert Series team will also be heading to Texas on Saturday, April 19th, for the Mickey Gilley concert. Netex Productions will present Country Great Mickey Gilley, sponsored by iCrafters, on Saturday, April 19th, at the Arlington Music Hall in Arlington, Texas. Also appearing will be Cheyenne Smith Ford and Mike Crow of 92.1 Radio Fort Worth, benefiting Cowboys Who Care Foundation. So tickets are on sale at www.arlingtonmusichall.com. So I hope to see you guys there. We are heading to Texas. I am so excited. I have never been to Texas, so that's, one, going to be amazing, and two, this great show with Mickey Gilley, Cheyenne Smith Ford, and also Mike Crow is going to be there. So, I mean, come on. Amazing. And what's even more amazing is it's for Cowboys Who Care Foundation. So nothing better than that. So please make sure you check it out, arlingtonmusichall.com, for tickets. And also a special thanks to CMG Radio and Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio, for re-airing our shows. So to get all airing details, just please click on the syndication tab on our site, josieshow.com. That's pretty much our one-stop shop. So you can get everything, all of our details, on josieshow.com. So just go there and click all the tabs and see what's going on. Just have a feast with all those tabs. Just have so much fun. Just click, 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 click. I love it. Sometimes I just go and start clicking and reading, and it's very interesting. I don't know. I'm weird like that. And also, want to know how to advertise or sponsor the Josie Show and Josie's Country Blast Radio? Then all you have to do is call 331-442-5833, or better yet, even easier, is emailing our station manager, Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com. So Tina at josieshow.com, and it's super easy, so please make sure you do that. There is never a better time to spend your advertisement dollars than on radio. Okay. I'm fine with that. You should have, you know, it sounded kind of interesting over the air, but you should have seen how I was doing it with my hands and stuff. It was a show, wasn't it? My producer's kind of, like, shaking her head, like, how am I related to you? Yeah. How about this is a good segue? How about I put my producer on the air with me, because we always have so much fun. Here's my producer, Tina Marie. Woohoo! I said that so, like, pretty, didn't I?
You did. Thank you so much. It is always a pleasure to be here on Friday nights.
I know.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So I think that since we've got a little bit of time,
mm-hmm.
We probably have some time to do our VIP members right
what?
Now. Yeah.
So we have, like, the most amazing VIP members. Can I just say that right now? So
you can say that.
I know, right? I've been able to say things since I was, like, two. So I can say that.
We can tell.
See, I'm so special. special. I'm very excited to find out what's going on with our VIP members, so take it away.
All right, we'll do that. Let me just get to where we need to go. Okay, so the Josie Show VIP members, you, if you are an artist, songwriter, pretty much anybody in the entertainment field, if you are interested in becoming a Josie Show VIP member, all you need to do is go to josieshow.com and click on the VIP membership tab, and you can sign up right there. Literally takes like a minute or less to sign up, and your benefits last an entire year. And those benefits would include things like media promotion, promotion on both of our sites, on-air, off-air promotion, all kinds of fun things. So basically, it gets your information out there.
All kinds of promotion.
All the time, like on a weekly basis for an entire year. So if you're interested, hop on over, sign up, and we will take it from there.
Hop on over.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We even announce, things having to do with your music. We announce your performances, anything special that you have going on or coming out, whether it be a new video, whether it be a new song. You know, we do all that fun stuff. So you can become a part of this very wonderful group that we have. Let me tell you a little bit about them. So first we've got Tim Garman. You can find him at timgarmanmusic.com. Coming up here shortly, he is going to have a brand new song out, so we'll be bringing that to you in our pre-show, just like we go ahead and play everybody's music in our pre-show. We have got Vince Anthony, who you can find at vinceanthonyonline.com. His site is all redone. It's got all kinds of information for on there as far as where he's touring, his music and videos, all kinds of great things. But just so that you know, tonight he is playing with his band at the Dakota Magic Casino in Hankinson, North Dakota. So if you're in North Dakota, anywhere around Hankinson, go on over and see if you can catch Vince Anthony and his band with at Dakota Magic Casino. So you want to make sure that you catch the shows if you can. Now, let's go ahead here and continue. We've got Larry J. Massey, who you can find at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey. We've got Wayne Jacobs that you can find at waynejacobs.co. So his would be just a .co at the end. Brad Howard, you can find him at facebook.com/Brad Howard Music. And as Josie had mentioned, he will be at the country concert tomorrow in Pena, Illinois, at the Pena Sportsman's Club. So he will be one of the performers there tomorrow night, Saturday night, March 8th. So make sure you stop on by. I believe the performance is going from 6 to 11. All those artists, only $10 admission, you really can't beat that. So make sure you come down. It's a real treat. Brad is normally performing all over Nashville and Tennessee, so if we get a chance to see him here in Illinois, it's a treat. So make sure you come out if you're anywhere near Pena, Illinois. Next is Rick Seaman. You can find him at facebook.com/rick.seaman.3. Does a great job with music. He'll be having some music that he's sending out to us here very soon, so we'll have that for you. Next is Fraser Newcomb. You can find him at frasernewcomb.com. He is coming to the U.S. for a tour here very soon, so make sure you keep your eyes on his page to get all the details on that will be coming up. And our newest VIP member is Lace Whitworth. You can find him at lacewhitworth.com. Constantly putting out great music for us. His songs are usually always in our top 20 countdown, so you could definitely catch him there. Each one of these artists are on Facebook, so just go ahead and type in their name in the search bar, and you'll be able to pull up their pages. Hit their like music pages, friend them. They're very good at communicating all the time on those. So if there's a show or something, you're definitely bound to know about it if you're on their Facebook pages. If you forget who they are, yes.
I have a note here that you forgot one and a concert date.
What did I forget?
Well, it says here that Peanut the Squirrel and DJ Squirrely Squirrel will be performing Sunday at 2 p.m. in the Willow Tree in the Dunkin' Donuts parking lot in Delray Beach.
There you go. Can't forget that.
Can we just think about this? DJ Squirrely Squirrel?
DJ
like, really?
Going to be there. Yeah, it's
that's
awesome.
Incredible. Okay, seriously.
Yep, and it might even be a free show.
Okay, I just got another note that says, nuts to you, Josie.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah. You got to have that.
I feel loved.
I know. All right, so as far as our VIP members go, if you forget who they are or where to find them, just go to the VIP membership tab right at josieshow.com. You will see all of their beautiful pictures and their links that take you straight to their pages so that you can go ahead and keep up on the latest and greatest news from them. How's that?
Tina, I have another note here, and it says, Tina and Josie are nuttier than a squirrel turd.
Yeah, well, we probably are.
Yeah, I don't see how that's not accurate.
Yeah.
I find that a great description
pretty accurate,
of both
actually,
of us.
Yeah, pretty good.
Accurate. You're smart, whoever you are.
I got a sticky note here. It says, did Josie make the pudding?
I did.
The listeners aren't going to know what that's about.
Okay, and you know what?
Yes, both packs.
Yeah, we did. We actually made one of the packs earlier today. It was delicious, yummy, chocolate pudding.
Yay!
My favorite. Yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing. Yeah, chocolate pudding really doesn't last, you know, very long in our house.
Toby the Wonder Dachshund eat your slippers finally? Because he was trying for them.
They're still above somewhere, somewhere that he cannot reach it.
We keep them on the fish tank.
Yeah, just in case.
Those toys I gave him, he just, ripped them apart in 5 minutes, and he's looking at us like, did I do that?
I mean, yeah, seriously. And you know what's even funnier that, Peanut, of course, had to get me slippers with cats on them. Well, I have a dog who is the same height as those slippers. He's so tiny.
What
do you think was
going to
happen?
Them off. He was, after your ankles.
He was. It's dangerous. Okay, you cannot wear slippers in this house and still think that you'll have feet afterwards. You can't. That's just silly.
Yeah, but you got a lot of good gifts.
I did.
You got a lot of good gifts.
I really, really did. And, now that all of
these... all the Rosie fans who think you're going to, find her when she goes on tour, she's going to Texas soon, you're not going to find her because Tina got her a disguise and you'd never recognize her. And Tina has one, too.
Same.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll be wearing that.
Yeah,
I would look weird.
You will.
It's true. Maybe not. You'll be able to recognize me.
Yeah, you gotta wear it with the little fuzzy kitty slippers.
Wow, you're really trying to make people be confused about
me. Hang the cowbell somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. See, and you're missing out on Italian beef sandwiches tonight over here, Okay, we started getting you used to those Italian meals.
Yup.
I don't know. You ordered that, 30-inch pizza, and I didn't have one crust because of Cujo.
Cujo ate all your crust?
Yeah.
He did. He likes his pizza
crust. Yeah, and he ate toys, and he ate slippers, and he... That dog's a destructive little critter.
He enjoys pizza night because he knows he gets pizza crust.
He'll literally eat anything, so that's why we really have to keep him on a tight leash. Because he's a dog. Okay, yeah.
He's actually sitting here now, and his little ears are up because he heard pizza crust.
Yeah, it's true.
His whole body is shaking.
You got to see Josie's eyes when she reached in a bag and pulled out two bags of cheesy balls.
Oh, yeah, he likes his cheesy balls, too.
Delicious. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and I have
more
of her laptops here that I'm replacing the screen on, and I just spent, half a day cleaning cheesy ball dust off all the keys. And it's a brand new laptop.
Yeah, that happens.
We have to have a special cleaner in this house to, get rid of all the cheesy balls and pops. So.
It's true.
Yeah, it's just the way it is.
And
you know
what? But I don't like where they live in Chicago because, 7 is not a temperature.
It's a child's age. It's not a temperature.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's what we're dealing with here. And I think someone said that we may have gotten to 40. I don't know if it was today or yesterday. I don't recall.
No, we did.
I don't know. It's always close to me.
I left your house, and it was clear. A little cold, maybe a little flurry now and then. By the time I got like 7 hours late in Nashville, the radio said you had like 3 inches.
Yeah. Welcome to it.
Yeah.
Welcome to it.
It's always so much fun. You can just never.
You're making our state sound so appealing. Come on down.
Come on down.
This is like not.
I don't know. Well, let's see. What is there to see in Chicago in the winter? You go to the top of the Sears Tower, you see ice. You go to Wrigley Field, you see ice. You go to where Chicago is, you see ice.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yep. That's
There's
it.
A lot of ice.
Go to Legoland, and it's like ice blocks.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, there is a lot of ice.
You have just pretty much explained, you literally explained Illinois right now, you know, in like just 5 seconds.
Yep.
You pretty much.
The one thing I do like is every rest stop I went to in Illinois and in Indiana, if the only thing you're getting is coffee, they tell you to just take it. There's no charge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty awesome. We never find that.
Jeez.
Oh, see, we got to go to the rest stops. They don't do that over here.
So it's like one rest stop, get free coffee. Mm-hmm. Next rest stop, tea. Next rest stop, get more coffee.
Mm.
Wow, we got to go there. That's nice.
I see. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, I'm going to Nashville. I'm probably going to be there in July.
It's the summertime is really a bit more of a treat. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Hey, I have an idea. We're all meeting Nashville, and we'll catch up with some of our old friends on the show. You know exactly who I'm talking about. We'll record it all and do like the Jersey Show on the Road episode.
There you go. We're all about being on
Jersey
the road.
Jersey on the road. I like that.
Yep.
As long as
and I can do it
road tomorrow.
Yeah, and I could do like a really cute theme song for it, like Josie's on the road, what? Josie's on the road, we're driving. Josie's on the road, la da da da. Josie's on the road, what da da da.
Well, we could just do really nice and on the road again. With all luck, there'll be a traffic jam because his bus got pulled over for weed.
Yeah. That's very true. Very true. Oh, hey, you know what? I wanted to mention a couple of things. We've got, you know, a good probably 20 minutes here until our next guest comes, maybe a little less. It looks like we were going to have to go ahead and reschedule Stacey Burke, so we may have had a little malfunction with the timing.
Pamela.
So we will get him rescheduled. And then we've got Pamela Baldwin, who should be coming up here in about 19 minutes. So that'll be awesome.
Yeah.
But I did want to go ahead and mention something that is, like, super awesome. So
bring it down.
Yeah, so Country Blast Radio, let's talk about that for a second. And you can listen to that at countryblastradio.com, right?
Right.
On your iPhones, Droids, iPads, you can download the free Live 365 app.
Mm-hmm.
Search Country Blast Radio or Josie's Country Blast. You can find it either way and make it your preset. And then it's always just a couple clicks away so you can listen to us on the go. And the reason why I tell everybody this is because we have had so many requests coming in this past week for music on the show, asking us to, you know, go ahead and play their favorite artists, etc. So I just wanted to give like a big shout out to Will Sterling and all of his friends and family and listeners and fans.
They have been awesome.
Have been crazy great.
Yeah.
And there was, I think it was last night, where we literally got like a text a minute for like an entire hour.
It's true.
We ended up with about 52 texts by the time it was all said and done. In about an hour's time, they were coming in like crazy. So we have all kinds of Will Sterling music playing. It'll be in continuous rotation, as much as we legally can do, of course. And that will continue. But I wanted to say thanks so much for that. Also, we had a truckload of requests come in for Lace Whitworth. So a special thank you to all the people that are requesting his music, and lots of requests coming in for Vince Anthony's music as well. So a special thank you to all of his fans that have been requesting his music, too. So big kudos to everybody. We love getting all the text messages. So
we
if
do.
You want to send in a request, All you need to do is text 331-442-5833 and just type the person's name and the artist's name, and we'll go ahead and we'll get some of their music on for you as soon as
we can. Yeah, we also want to say hi to Wayne Jacobs, because last week in a pre-show, I played a song, I Want My Daddy, and I said, I hope he finds him. And I got a Facebook message from Wayne saying, I found my daddy. Woohoo!
That's
so sweet. I Want My Daddy. Now, that's, let's talk about that song for a second by Wayne Jacobs, who
is also a
wonderful VIP member. It's a beautiful song. It really is. And he's got an incredible voice. Regardless what he sings, he's got an incredible voice.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was interesting because that song was on the countdown blast for several months. And then it came off for a little bit. And just this past countdown blast that we had for February, it actually is back on and in pretty decent position. So people just can't seem to get enough of it, and they noticed pretty quickly when it disappeared off the charts, and they did what they had to do to get it back on. So
yes, they did.
Well,
maybe
there's
so that's
all
great.
That people out there just looking for their daddy.
Well, I think that it's just such a beautiful song. I mean, he just...
The story behind
always,
it?
Yeah,
is,
he always he just
so,
paints such
yeah.
a beautiful picture.
Well, that's
picture.
It.
So,
there's a story behind it, and it's not a nonsense story. It's like real life.
Yeah, it's real life type things, absolutely, which is, you know, what makes the songs so great all the time. And, you know, so that's really cool. So we were excited to see that. Vince Anthony, always having great success. Let's see, I think in January he had 4 songs on the chart. I believe he had 2 in February, and his songs are getting requests and going crazy here again for March. So our countdown blast should be a ton of fun.
Which we mentioned 4 times on the countdown is like... A new record.
Four songs out of 20. That's pretty good. Okay,
right
there.
Here for you.
All right.
I'm not going to say who it's from. I'm going to let you guess.
Okay.
But it says, I can't believe I'm going to be back on your show. Woohoo! Respects.
I know who it is. The Last Catalog. Am I right? I'm right.
Are we right?
Of course.
I know I'm right.
The challenge was you to a pogo stick race, like you wouldn't kill yourself.
See, I knew I was right. Mm-hmm. Plus, catalog. That's going to be a great show because we had so much fun chatting with her, you know, a while back ago, and she's been doing amazing
things.
She's
got a huge fan base between her Disney stuff and some TV shows she's been on, and she actually had the NASCAR theme a couple of years ago.
Yeah, she has really dedicated fans
that
love her, which is just amazing, amazing. She's done so many great things since we, you know, have talked to her last. So I'm very excited to talk about those things that she has done and, you know, music, and it's going to be great. Pogo sticks probably will be mentioned. And so it's going to be great.
Sticks,
check her out on YouTube.
What else have you put that pogo through?
What?
What else have you put her through? I mean, you made her sing SpongeBob and Barney, the pogo stick racing.
Okay,
Celeste
is seriously a great sport. Can we just, like, say right now, she is such a great sport. Like,
she is. We got her involved in magic tricks.
We've done pretty much
everything, so.
Really. She's awesome. Please check her out. She's on Twitter, twitter.com. I think it's just her name, twitter.com/Celeste Kella.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. I follow her.
Live Skype chats. Sometimes it's one-on-one. She picks people randomly.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
She does a lot of really cool things. She's so great with her fans. It's, like, not even funny.
She's
really cool.
Mm-hmm. She gives it back to everybody.
She's a cool cat. really, she really is. So please make sure you check her out. Go on YouTube.
Time. I'm getting nervous because the last couple of times we had Miss Baldwin on, the FCC was, like, after us.
It was... Fun. It was so much fun. Oh my gosh, she is hilarious. I think we were talking about, like, she did a musical in, like, I believe Rent or something, and she was talking about how she had to, like, kiss a girl for that role or something, I believe. And it's been a while, but I mean, I believe, and she's just so funny. it's just good. Please make sure you check out the archives on that.
Dirty. Well, if you're an adult with a dirty mind, it's dirty, but everybody else, it's not dirty.
No.
Not really. No,
yeah,
no, no.
It was very fun, very fun.
She did. It's a fun way. Come on, people.
Mm-hmm. And let me just interject here really quick. You have got a delightful listener listening tonight, listens all the time. Yeah, of course, you've got a ton. But she sends beautiful messages all the time when you're live. So a special shout-out to Georgina. You know who you are out there in Australia. Hugs and love to you.
Hugs and love to you, Georgina. Yeah, I totally, totally know who you're talking about. She is on Facebook, and she is probably the sweetest ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I love talking to her on Facebook. She's so, so nice. Georgina, shout-out. Shout-out.
Yeah, let's do a couple shout-outs, too, to our friends that are always showing up in the chat room besides just listening. So special shout-out to JP and a special shout-out to Reba Fan for forever.
Shout-out from the rooftop.
Special shout-out to them for their support and hanging out in the chat room, too, besides just listening. That's always cool.
Definitely. Yeah, it's because so many people are, working, at the end of Friday, so they aren't able to, really kind of be on the chat room. So not a lot of people use the chat rooms, but people do listen to it a lot in the archives. And also, listening in by phone. So we really appreciate, however you guys are listening to us, we really, really appreciate you listening to us. It doesn't matter if you're not in the chat room. It's fine. We know you love us. It's just
I just got a special message. Shout out to Ken Meekin. He's listening.
Woo, Ken Meekin. Yeah. Woo-hoo.
Shout out to you. Oh, and
shout out.
Let's my little thing here is beeping, so I might get cut off. But let's give a special thank you to Roger Woods Sr. as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's been helping advertise
the Mickey Gilley concert.
Mickey Gilley concert in April and advertising that. You'll be down there. So special thank you to him.
Roger.
Thank you for doing that for us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, if everybody holds on here for a second, we've got a special message to play, so give us just a second here, and we'll get that on.
In a moment, cancer changed our lives forever.
We were told nothing could be done to enjoy these final moments together.
But in that moment, when all seemed lost, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital gave us hope.
Because at this moment, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is saving lives with pioneering research and care. We're changing the way the world treats childhood cancer by sharing our discoveries with doctors and scientists everywhere.
And we'll never have to pay St. Jude for anything, ever.
At this moment, she wants to be in her own bed.
I want to be back at school with my friends.
I want to be outside playing.
Please take a moment and join St. Jude in finding cures and saving children. Visit stjude.org.
Here we go. Thank you for listening to a special message. And as I was going through this, I was looking at some of the promos and such that we have. And here, let's take a listen to this one. I'm going to click some stuff here and see what we have.
Oh, no,
what's up, guys? It's Celeste Kellogg, and you're listening to The Josie Show.
How fun is that? See, we were just talking about her.
Yes.
That's awesome. And, you know who we haven't heard from in a while?
Hey, everybody, this is Laura Vina. Thanks again for listening to my girl, Josie. You're listening to The Josie Show.
How fun is
love
that?
Love it.
I love these. These are fun. Let's hit
another
one.
They are fun.
One.
Hey, this is Skylar, and you're listening to The Josie Show.
Wow, that was very nice. Here's a good show,
Yo, what's
friend.
Up? This is teen singer and actor Scott Isbell. Now back to The Josie Show.
Back to the Josie
Show.
We are back.
And let's see here. We've got just about 6 minutes left, and our guest should be arriving here. Hopefully all that goes according to plan.
Hopefully.
And, we love live shows just
you
for that
never
very
know.
Reason.
It's
you know,
true.
It's fun.
You never know. I mean, with so many different time zones, it's kind of, it can kind of get confusing over the Internet doing, so many interviews. I mean, we do 4 nights usually, so it kind of gets a little hectic, but hey, this stuff happens, so it's all good. We love to reschedule. It's so cool.
Hey, we're all about figuring it out. And
we are.
I am super excited because
we're
leaving bright and early tomorrow morning.
We are.
We are heading to Pena, and I'm talking a lot of performers. What is it, 6, 7 performers?
Again. Yep.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
Crazy. I am so, so excited, but not just the performers. There's so many, great band members are going to be there? Like,
yeah.
Luke Morrell,
who's
on
the
keyboard.
Luke
like,
is going to be doing the electric guitar again, right? I mean, electric, what is that?
I think it's electric keyboard, if I'm not mistaken.
No, that ain't no keyboard. He plays the steel guitar.
Oh, there you go.
I keep calling it everything, and it's all good, but it's cool piece of machinery.
I am so not good with cool pieces of instruments on their names and stuff.
Cool.
I mean, I know guitar. I know.
That you decided to learn how to play while you were a youngster in school, why didn't you learn something cool like that? Did they even offer that?
They only offered, I mean, it's probably, it might be different now, but, you know, in public school, for me, we could only really play, like, guitars were out. You couldn't do that. You could
was
only
there
do...
Was guitar anywhere? I never seen
no,
a guitar.
No, you could do, trust me, I would have had that because it's a big
right?
instrument and you, you know.
Yeah.
But all we could really do was cello, baritone, flute, oh my gosh,
French horn.
No, anything that's, like, very, very fun, we couldn't do. Let's just be honest. Like,
basic instruments?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of confusing because 1 year we could only do string instruments, like cello and bass. And.
Thank you for picking the cello. It was large enough for me to carry.
Violin.
Yeah.
Viola. You're very welcome.
I put that in the car. I didn't remember.
I don't know, but... You know, the violins were so, so cute, but they were too cute for me.
Really?
I needed a big thing. Like, I needed, like, something that you would carry and be like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's what I said. You're absolutely
memories.
Right. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Good times, good times. But then there was 1 year that we could only do strings, and then there was another one where you could only do, horns and stuff like that.
And thank you for picking the tuba. Appreciate that.
And didn't I get the, like, the baritone
at
one point?
Yeah, you did the baritone first, which wasn't that bad. I mean, it wasn't that big.
No,
when
I brought that tuba home,
I'm like,
you
how are you even
going to
blow in
your
face? It was bigger than you.
Hey, I did
Seriously,
it.
Seriously, you were a teeny tiny little thing. I didn't know how you were going to make a sound, but you did.
It's hilarious.
You
should have seen it. I took control, okay? Girl power here, okay? Like, seriously, all the guys, like, I was the only one that did the baritone and tuba because, I mean, you know, they like those big instruments and stuff. And I, you know, all the girls were doing, like, viola or violin or flute. And I was like, no, I could do it. And come on. I was like, okay, you know what I really loved is because all of the tubas and, like, all of them were all guys. Like, when we were doing, like practicing, like, in with our separate instruments, like, the violas were, doing their own thing, and then the violins had their own thing, and then when it was the tubas, I felt, like, so, like, I don't know, you know.
You got this.
I was, like, 16. I was interested. Like, I was,
you weren't
very...
even 16. You weren't even close
Wait,
to 16.
No, not 16.
You wish you were 16.
I was, like,
you
maybe
were, like,
14 or 13.
No.
I don't know, but I liked a guy that
I
was in there.
Like 12 or 13, maybe.
I don't know, but I think the problem is remember that, like, really, really cute guy that was in there, like, with me, and he kept, like,
so you just
holding
the
my instrument?
That he would carry your instrument?
Yes, well, yes! I did that.
You were a special child.
I did. It was so funny. I didn't ask him to do this. I'm not like,
well,
put my instrument.
You should have told him to carry it to my car, too, so I didn't have to carry it.
I wasn't like that, but, like, you know, I was... You know, he would be so nice, and he would be like, you want me to carry your instrument on stage for you? And I'd be like, you're carrying yours. And then he'd be like, oh, it's fine. You would see me going out without my instrument. You would be like, oh, my gosh, she forgot her instrument. She's not carrying it.
The poor boy lugging it.
She's not carrying it. And then they would see. Then the audience, come on, the audience loved that. Except the
they all got a kick out of it.
They
were
laughing.
They weren't the ones that had to carry it to the car. Sure, they got
they
a kick out of it.
They were laughing because then the cute little boy came behind me and was holding my instrument for me. I was like, I was sitting down and stuff, and it was funny.
Yeah, it was.
It was so cute.
It was something.
It was sweet.
Yeah, you figured that out at an early age. So, you know, I think JP might have missed his shout-out. He said something here. So, shout-out to you, JP. We didn't miss
Shout-out.
Shout-out to you, and thank you very much for calling me your younger sister. I'm pretty sure that's what you were talking about. I'm Josie's younger sister. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. I would even accept older sister, so thank you very much.
You do.
I will take that.
I don't know, but recently a family member, didn't a family member just like we were at a birthday party for my cousin, and didn't someone just say, didn't someone like somebody come up to us and say,
no.
Hey, you look like your sister or something.
No,
I swear.
Yeah,
they did.
It was a guest or somebody that said that, but I never told them any difference. I just said, yeah, she was a bratty little sister growing up. Yeah.
Hey, what?
I'm just going with it because, you know, I can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I was like, oh, that's very nice. Sort of. Wait, what are you trying to say?
let me check it out.
I think it's because Josie is actually taller than Tina.
Josie is actually taller than I am.
People get confused.
Josie, the dachshund hound, is actually a little taller than Tina.
Yeah, it's real close. Me and the dachshund are real close.
Mm-hmm.
So in height, that is true. And I generally describe us as I'm the older one, but she's the more mature one.
I am. It's a little sad, actually.
I think we would go with that. I don't think
I didn't understand until I got there why you never use the top shelves in all your kitchen cabinets. It's because you can't reach them.
Can't reach them.
I can. There's a few that I
would. Too tired to get a footstool. Can't reach them.
That's true. We wore out all of our other footstools.
You know what? Actually break them quite a bit, and it must be because of overuse.
Yeah, because you have to use them like every time.
Oh, that's so bad.
Things start getting a little wobbly. I have to say really, really quick, back to this instrument thing.
Oh my gosh, we're back to the instrument again.
Yeah. Okay, so someone, you know, that's in public school right now that's listening or has a kid, you know, in public school right now that's playing an instrument.
Yeah,
are they still... I'm curious, are they still playing these big instruments, or did they finally get to, like, the real good stuff, like the guitars and the piano?
Cool.
Well, I guess you can't
play Guitar Hero now.
Really?
Oh, jeez.
Can they do, like, electric guitars? Like, this is stuff I want to know, because I'm a little jealous. Okay?
Right?
Like, seriously, are they able to, like, play guitar or, you know, all those fun things at school now? Because
steel guitar, that's my new thing.
I was only able to do tuba,
I hope I'm
baritone.
That right, but
yeah, you don't see many steel guitars in high school bands.
Mm-mm.
I'm saying that right? That's the flat thing that you lay it flat. It looks like a desk. That's
yeah,
it,
that's
right?
A steel guitar. Well,
okay,
that's
see,
one
I'm
type
saying
of steel
it right.
Guitar.
That's
you
the
are
one.
Saying it right.
Okay. Tomorrow night at the concert, when you guys are listening, make sure you listen to the sound of the steel guitar because he's on Facebook. Look him up. He's fantastic. I mean, he is outstanding. So make sure you definitely check him out.
And I have all
the
band
that's
is fantastic.
Really one type of steel guitar. It's actually more of a slide guitar because they use a glass slide.
That's interesting.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. We'll ask him tomorrow what the professional name is. We'll call him over to our table and have him give us a good explanation because I'm sure we screwed up.
Yeah, I'm looking
tonight.
At a switchboard, and I think
you
know who is here.
I have to say, though, all of the band is just fantastic. But I remember, you know, Luke Morrell, we actually brought him over to our table last time we were doing a paint, doing a show with Don Caldwell. And it was, he was so great. Like, you know, he sounded just amazing on that. And, you know, we talked a little bit, and he's a really, really cool guy. So I'm very, very excited that I'm going to get to check out.
I want to put out a challenge for anyone listening who's in high school to try out for their school band playing cowbell and get a picture of them. Send us a picture of you playing the cowbell with your school band in concert.
Oh my gosh, that is awesome. Do they do that? I don't even think they do that.
I really don't. I think that would fall under percussion.
Tell us, people. I want to know because all I was able to play are baritone, tuba, and cello and whatever ones I was supposed to bass.
Yeah,
I wasn't able to play a guitar or anything like that. Yeah, but hey.
And it should be
there was nothing cool
section.
Like that. But nothing cool like that. Mm-hmm. But hey, it gave me my interest in music, so you can't hate it. But I'm excited because my next guest is here. We had her on the show a while back ago, and she's been doing so many amazing things, you know, since we last talked to her. I can't even talk anymore. But I'm so excited. Everyone, please welcome Tamla Baldwin. Woohoo!
Oh, my God.
Yay!
Oh, my God.
Is that a
spot for me?
Oh, my God. Hi, Tamla.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Amazing, amazing. How are you? Thanks for coming on.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so good. And I'm just really happy to be talking with you guys. So thank you.
Anytime.
Ms. Baldwin, a question. I just want to know if since the last time she was on a show, has she kissed any more girls?
Since the last time we talked to you.
I cannot believe you actually remember that. Jeez Louise, such a manimal.
That is hilarious.
But no, I haven't. I don't think I have anyway. Not sober.
It was such a funny interview. You have to check out.
I remember all the important details.
Yes, you remember all the important details.
Yes. I haven't kissed any girls, sorry.
Well, there you go. That was so funny. Check out the archives if you're a little confused, because you might be right now. But hey. And, you know, for people who don't know, you really do it all. Seriously, you're an actress, singer, writer, and producer. You pretty much do it all. But can you share how you first fell in love with the entertainment field? When did this start?
I've always loved singing. I've always loved writing. And I think my mom, I guess, saw that in me. She enrolled me in dance class and all that stuff as a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
But as an adult, it took me a long time to pursue my passion. Like, I have my MBA, and so I was working behind the scenes in the entertainment world for many years. And then I thought, before I'm barefoot and pregnant and, like, married, why don't I really, really try to pursue what I really love as an adult? And that was probably about 4 or 5 years ago. And I just, you know, came to New York. I was living in California, and I was like, okay, I'm here. Let's make it work.
Yeah. That's awesome. Very cool. And, you know, if I'm not mistaken, I have to say, I believe you recently booked a musical titled Shout. Is that true?
Yes, and we're actually in our first week of rehearsal right now. So I'm in Connecticut. I'm not in New York. I'm in Connecticut at the Actors House, which used to be a funeral home, I found out.
Oh. Wow. Whoa.
I know. The house is really old, and so it's making all these horrible noises, and it's like,
dying to get in.
I know. Oh, my gosh. But,
awesome.
Shout opens March 19th at the Ivoryton Playhouse in Connecticut. So...
Awesome. That sounds amazing. Congratulations, first off, for booking that. That's so cool.
Yes. Good to hear.
I'm
so excited about it.
That is so exciting.
Well, if it needs to be a funeral, I hope you don't get a stiff audience.
It's going to be good. That's awesome. It's awesome. It's going to be good.
I missed that, actually. I didn't hear that witty comment.
Well, you know it was witty.
If it's a funeral home, I hope you don't get a stiff audience.
Oh
my gosh.
Oh, I got
of course.
It. Put up bum
bum. Bum bum bum. Yep. Well, you know it was going to be witty because, I mean, hey, Alan. But for Shout, can you tell us a little bit about your role? What are you going to be doing on that?
Well, it's basically just five hot girls that are part of this band from the 60s, so it's a whole bunch of, like, music from the 60s and 70s, and it's pretty much capturing their individual stories as women in that time. So it sounds deep, but it's more fun than, like, deep, so.
That is
so and,
cool.
Oh, and I'm a yellow girl, and, of course, yellow girl is the sunshine girl, so I get to be even more happy and more foolish on stage.
That is, like... Sunshine, I mean, that is so, so perfect for you because you're just so happy and you're very positive. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it was perfect. It's like, ooh, sunshine, I'm going for that role.
That is so cool. And, you know, some more things, you know, since we last talked, you did some really, really great roles, such as Hairspray as one of the Dynamites, which you did amazing on that. I know I've seen some of it on YouTube. And it was so, so cool. Can you tell us about that experience and some of the other theater productions or works that you've been involved in since we last talked?
Yes, I have done Hairspray twice at two different theaters since we last spoke. and I got to work with two amazing directors. One was Richard Stafford, who I love. He was a photographer for Cats on Broadway for several years. And to be able to work with someone of that caliber was just like an honor. And the other time I did Hairspray was at a theater with one of the directors from Lion King on Broadway. So it was a great learning experience, and I got to work with so many amazing people. And last year, I was working on a cruise ship in Hawaii. You could be jealous. You could be jealous. It's
I
okay.
am. I so am right now. Oh, my gosh.
I had the most amazing time. You know, I got to sing twice a week, and the rest of the week I was running around naked in the ocean with turtles.
True story.
True story. Like, I'm not kidding. I was like, come here.
That is awesome. Come on, Hawaii.
Yeah, it was like a dream come true, and I can't believe it's been a year, and I really want to go back there and, like, raise my babies when I have them someday.
Absolutely. Come on, Hawaii is perfect. I've never been there, but that, it just, it looks so beautiful. I mean, come on, jealous.
You know, Jersey, I always thought, like, I was like, oh, it's just another island. It's not really a big deal, but it's so heaven on earth, Hawaii. Like,
mm-hmm.
I get it now. It's amazing.
That is so amazing, so amazing. You've been in, like, so many great things and been able to travel and do all this awesome things. Is there still a specific role or show out there that you would still love to be a part of? Anything?
Of course. Oh, my God, there's so many shows. Primarily all the ones on Broadway.
Right, yes.
We just put that out there in the universe. God, the ones on Broadway, all of them. Like, I really want to be in, like, a Motown or Memphis or any kind of soul, you know, fun show that has a message and a meaning behind it.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Come on, anybody who's listening that can make that happen, can we do that, please? Petition,
I'm
something.
I'm going to hook it up.
Yes.
I'm not getting any younger.
Make it happen. Make it happen. That'd be amazing. I can't even imagine that. That would be so cool to actually, you know, go see a Broadway show, and then you'd be in it, and I'd be like,
oh,
I know who that is.
It's going to happen one day, hopefully before I'm 65.
It totally will. And, you know, I know that you have some advice that you can, you know, give to those listeners out there, those kids out there who don't exactly know how to go about, you know, doing the auditions or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. So for those starting out in the entertainment business, what would you say to them?
First, I would say to always be prepared. I don't care if you're a beginner. Always show up prepared. That means having your headshots and your resumes and everything mm-hmm. together, sheet music. I can't stand it when I see a newcomer show up completely unprepared.
Mm-hmm.
So be prepared to research like you would any other job. And second, do the work and be persistent. Persist on your success. Persist on your dreams coming true by being consistent and diligent and hardworking.
Amen. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do the work.
Absolutely. Definitely. Yeah. That's great, great advice for anybody. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, performing on Broadway or, you know, plays or anything like that. That's great advice for just life. That's life advice right there.
I agree.
There. Yes.
Success comes to those that endure is what I like to, you know, hold on to.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And I know that people after the show, because you are hilarious and they're just going to love you. So where can we go to find you on, you know, Facebook or Twitter or your website? Give us all that.
Okay. Well, I'm mm-hmm. all over Facebook, so friend me, mm-hmm. and I'm always talking about random nonsense, but it's Facebook.com. /Pamela Baldwin, or visit me on my website at PamelaBaldwin.com.
Do it.
Yeah.
Awesome. And I also, you're on Twitter as well, because I love following your tweets. You're just so funny, and you're really
good. Oh, my gosh. Like, I usually talk about guys on Twitter. I'm always like, F that guy. Why would he love me? If you want some of that drama, yeah, follow me on Twitter, too.
I mean, who doesn't love that kind of drama? Come on. Do it.
What I like most about Miss Baldwin is when I flirt with her on Facebook, she actually flirts back and doesn't call the police.
Why doesn't she flirt back? You're hot. stallion. Laura.
You just made his day there. Hilarious.
I do what I can.
She's here all week, people. She's awesome. And so make sure you do that. Follow her, add her, subscribe, do everything, become a friend. Yes, do it. After the show, make sure you become a friend. And also, now, you perform, of course, all the time, you know, in musicals and all that fun stuff. So have you ever had an embarrassing onstage moment where you, like, you know, forgot the line or something crazy that happened live?
Gratefully, nothing crazy has ever happened to me, like, on stage. Okay. But I remember one time doing a show, we were, like, all on stage together, and one of my colleagues, her wig fell off. She was doing a move. We were, like, spinning around, doing some kind of turn, and her wig just flew off, but she caught it with her final pose, and it was just the most hysterical thing ever. Those things just kind of happen, you know?
Right. But you can't control those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so funny. Like, live theater is, like, great for that, you know?
Yeah.
Amazing.
It happens.
Okay, that actually beats Josie's most embarrassing onstage moment, which was when she went to perform her single for the very first time and the band forgot how it goes.
Yeah, that's also a top one right there. Yeah.
Oh,
long
my
story.
God. That is so embarrassing. Jeez.
It is.
Oh, my God.
Long story. I mean, hey, that pretty much just shows. It doesn't matter, you know, what you do. I mean, you could be performing live in front of people, and things just happen. You can't control it. Yeah.
And you just got to go with it and, like, smile and make it work.
Right. Smile and wave and pretend like you did that on purpose.
Actually, recently, like, the last show I did, it, like, in the summer, the fall, the band was on stage with us, and the bass player's music stand just, like, fell, and there was music all over the place. We kind of had to, like, stop the show to, like, kind of clean up, you know, all the music in the stand, like, right in the middle of the show. I mean, again, it was kind of like, the smile.
Kamala, have you ever performed in front of chickens and cows?
Chickens and cows, no, but I have performed in front of kangaroos and horses.
Okay, she beat me then. Come on, kangaroos.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you were serious.
No,
I was trying to be jealous again.
She performed in front of chickens and the cow and her dog chasing kids around.
It's true.
That must have been very entertaining.
Yes.
But you still got to go on tour together.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I mean, a Wild Animal Kingdom tour.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
That would be crazy. Hey, I'm in.
I'm
right
down,
now.
Girl.
That would be awesome. Another fun question for you. Can you share with us a great career memory, something that you just cannot forget? Or it could be a fan moment or whatever.
Oh, wow. Oh, yes. Just recently, when I was in Hawaii, I think the boat on the ship is really large, and there are thousands of people on the ship. We don't really get a chance to meet everyone, but I remember going on Twitter a few days after a show, and this girl, you know, probably in her early 20s, tweeted me, and she goes, "Kamala, I would travel the entire world to see you perform again. You are amazing." And I didn't know her. She just happened to have saw me, and she so enjoyed my performance, she found me online and tweeted me that, and I saved it, and it's beautiful.
That is so, so beautiful. Wow.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. Now we're Twitter friends, and I talk to her all the time. She lives in Australia. Yeah,
great gift. That is definitely a great career memory. Come on, can't get any better than that.
I know. I traveled the world to see you perform. Oh, my God.
I know. That is so...
We actually have some listeners from Australia right now. One of them could be her.
You never know.
Yeah,
that is possible.
It's true.
So,
hey, come on.
Girl.
I like that. You have such dedicated fans that, like, you know, would love to see you in any kind of musical or whatever it is. I mean, it's just amazing. Come on, that's awesome.
Yeah. I'm very, very grateful. I'm so humbled and grateful.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And also, another fun question here for you. So for fun, when you're on your downtime, what are some hobbies that you like to do? What do you like to do for fun?
I like to go to the bar and go to karaoke and dance the night away and sing even more. Yes. I love karaoke. But I'm also a really, really big reader. So if I'm not at karaoke, I'm usually, like, in my room on my reading my Kindle about,
awesome.
You know,
you have a great
that's good about. Yeah, I'm pretty crazy, but I'm also pretty, you know, still at times. I like to be still.
Right. Mm-hmm. Awesome. You have to have that balance.
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing, amazing. Well, you know what? Mm-hmm. Now I know what I'm going to do when I turn 21. We're going to a bar and doing some karaoke.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, my God. We'd have so much fun.
I know, oh, right? That would be so crazy. And we are actually running out of time, but we would love to have you back on any time. You know that.
Oh, I know. You guys are so much awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you.
So anytime, anytime. You are a friend of the show, so anytime you want to come on, just give us a call. We'd love to have you
on. Thank you so much. I also want to tell you congrats to all of your success and all of your hard work. To you and your team. Congratulations.
Thank you so, so much. And congratulations with everything that you are doing and just succeeding in. And, I follow you on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. So, I mean, I'm going to see everything. So, stalker.
Thank you, Josie.
No problem. And, you know, is there anything else you would like my audience to know before we leave tonight? Anything that, you know, I missed or anything you want to give a shout-out or anything?
No, I just, you know, if you – no, not at all. If you have any kind of questions, anybody about any kind of marketing or acting business advice, contact me. I'll always help – always willing to help and share what I know.
Awesome. Yes, definitely. Please make sure you do that. Contact Tamla Baldwin. She's on Facebook, Twitter. I'll post all of the links and also her website. So, well, we love you, Tamla. Thank you so much for coming on. You're always awesome.
Thank you so much, guys. Have an amazing night.
You too. Have a great, great night. And we will chat with you again soon. Tamla Baldwin, everybody. Thank you so,
peace
so
out,
much.
Peace out, y'all. Bye.
Peace out. Bye-bye. Yes. We love her. She is so amazing. So please make sure you check out everything that she's doing.
Can we have her call back?
No. She just left. You already want her to call back. I mean, hey, I'm up for that. She is so cool. Tamla Baldwin. And this was just a catch-up. But you could check out her full interview that we had a while back ago. It's still on our archives. And we just love to catch up with her. So, you know, anything that she has going on, we will definitely keep you up to date.
And check out some of our, like, anniversary shows, if you called in for those. She surprised you a few times.
So awesome. Yes. So please, come on. Tamla Baldwin, everybody. Check it out. So we are actually, like, running out of time here, so and I don't want to get cut off. So I just want to thank all of you so, so much for chatting with us and talking and having fun with us. And it was kind of a crazy, crazy show. We're going to reschedule Stacey Burke. I think we had a time zone error of some sort, but do not worry. And I want to thank all of you so, so much once again for tuning in and chat with us, and also my wonderful, wonderful guest for tonight, Katie Perkins, Josh Duncan, and also our little update with Tamla Baldwin. So please make sure you check all of them, all of their pages out.
I just have
Facebook,
one more thing to say.
All right.
He usually likes when I say this, wants me to record it.
Make it be good. There you go. Record that. Yep. I like that. awesome. So thank you all so much, and we will talk to you guys next Friday. Good night, everybody.